Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. News and comment. Gaza is awaiting the armies of the Ummah to uproot the Jewish entity, not defenseless humanitarian airships. News. The civilian global Sumud flotilla, which set out from European ports to break the occupying quote-unquote Israel's blockade of Gaza and deliver humanitarian aid supplies to the region, was attacked at night off the coast of Greece by quote-unquote Israeli warships and speedboats. According to information provided by Turkish officials of the Global Sumud Flotilla, in the attack launched by the occupying quote-unquote Israeli army after surrounding the flotilla of Crete, 22 ships were seized and more than 170 activists, including 18 Turkish citizens, were detained. Source agencies, 30th of April 2026. Comment. The usurping Jewish entity once again attacked the Global Sumud Flotilla, which had sailed into the Mediterranean to deliver aid to Gaza. Moreover, this time it committed this act of piracy before the ships had approached the shores of Gaza, while they were still off the coast of Greece. The Mediterranean was effectively an Ottoman lake and currently the hinterland of Muslim-majority countries such as Turkey and Egypt, has now become an area where the Zionist gang can catch as it wishes. Yet let alone the warships of this puppet entity, even the colonialist disbelieving United States used to pay tax to Hassan Pasha, the Beyer Bey of Algeria, during the reign of Sultan Selim III in the Ottoman Caliphate's day, in order to send merchant ships into the Mediterranean. From where to where? Undoubtedly, behind the occupying quote-unquote Israel's recklessness lies the cowardly and submissive attitude of the administrations of Islamic lands. The Jewish entity saw that, while it carried out a savage genocide by burning and destroying Gaza for 2 years, the administrations of 57 Islamic lands did nothing beyond condemnation, did not deviate even a millimeter from America's order, and moreover provided every kind of political, military and economic support to it, openly and covertly. Therefore, it attacked the Global Sumud Flotilla with complete ease. In fact, these states' participation in Trump's treacherous Gaza plan, which aims to completely liquidate the Palestinian cause and their taking part in the quote-unquote Gaza Peace Board, which was formed to take the weapons off the Mujahideen, exile its people, and enslave them, have been other important sources of motivation that strengthen the Jewish entity. Indeed, after the attack, statements insulting the Sumud Flotilla came from this vile board. In this statement, after emphasizing that they were forced on the matter of Hamas laying down its weapons, the board declared its indirect support for the Jewish entity's attack by saying that the flotilla headed towards Gaza was quote-unquote formative love boat activism by people who do not know the condition of the people of Gaza. It then mocked the activists' sincerity by saying, quote, "It is disgusting to build your social media profiles by using people's misery," unquote. The United States even went further, asking the countries that are members of this board not to open ports to the flotilla and not to allow refueling. In response to these arrogant and patronizing statements, neither Turkey nor other countries whose citizens were on the flotilla gave any noteworthy answer to the so-called Peace Board or the US administration. After the attack, a motion was issued in Turkey's Grand National Assembly with the agreement and unanimous vote of all parties in parliament. The motion included tiresome cliché stating that the attack was a war crime and that Turkey would be a pioneer and persistent advocate in holding the occupation forces accountable for the crimes they committed before interstate courts. In short, once again, water was pounded in a mortar. All these events have shown us that these administrations orbiting America have left Gaza without support over the past 2.5 years, just as they have left those devoted to Gaza unsupported and stranded halfway. Just as they could not protect Gaza, they also could not protect their own citizens in international waters and in the quote-unquote blue homeland. Finally, it must be recalled, strongly underlined and raised like a banner, that the issue of Palestine is first an Islamic issue and then a humanitarian one. Seeking the solution to our Ummah's problems in venues that do not look at life according to Islamic principles, such as international law or the conscience of the world, has not produced the desired results up to today, and will not do so from now on either. On the contrary, this further compounds the problem by rendering the spirit of the creed ineffective. The establishment of the usurping Jewish entity, the second great shock after the destruction of the caliphate, is a bitter fruit of the colonialist disbelieving West's war strategy against Islam. Therefore, the response to the given must be of the same nature. At this point, there is no solution other than insisting on the strike of Salahuddin, uniting all Muslims around this idea and objective, and trying to compel the administrations in Islamic lands to submit to the truth. Thus, by freeing the armies of the Ummah from their chains, Crusader Zionist aggression will be repelled, and the way will be opened for Gaza, Palestine, and all Islamic land as a whole to be protected once again under the guardianship of an Islamic state, namely the rightly guided Caliphate, Caliphate Rashida. Help and victory are only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Muhammad Emin Yildirim.